So it's a very complicated and expensive procedure. And for the majority of Native nations, the Indian Reorganization Act proved harmful and divisive because many, like Taos, which actually didn't in the end ratify it, and the Navajo Nation didn't either, the Hopi did, because they were controlled by a Mormon faction, and they're very traditional. Very few people spoke English. So where there were strong traditional governments, these new governments of people who could speak English, often not even their native language, taking over the governing. So this is really what the Wounded Knee 1973 was about, was the Indian Reorganization Act and the oppressive tribal government there. I like to quote the late Matthew King, an elder traditional historian of the Oglala Sioux, who observed, the Bureau of Indian Affairs drew up the constitution and bylaws of this organization, the Indian Reorganization Act. This was the introduction of home rule. This is a man who never went to a school, but he knew what home rule was. The traditional people still hang on to our treaty, the 1868 treaty, for we are a sovereign nation. We have our own government. Home rule, or neocolonialism, proved a short-lived policy, however, for in the early 1950s, the United States developed its termination policy, and that's what they called it, termination, the Termination Act. This legislation that ordered gradual eradication of every land base and even those tribal governments that they had set up under the Indian Reorganization Act. So Pawnee attorney Walter Echohawk writes, in 1881, Indian land holdings in the United States had plummeted to 156 million acres. By 1934, only about 50 million acres remained, an area the size of Idaho and Washington, as a result of the General Allotment Act of 1887. During World War II, the government took 500,000 more acres for military use. Over 100 Native nations relinquished their lands under various acts of Congress during the termination era of the 1950s. Historians and others who deny genocide emphasize population attrition by disease, weakening indigenous people's ability to resist. This is what Gary Anderson took another track and said, oh, look at them all out there persecuting him because they hate him on that campus. But there's so many Indians here, you know, that... But for most historians, they argue that the Native peoples were just overpowered by the strength of the United States, and isn't that a shame, but it wasn't genocide, that it wasn't genocide by plan. They just dropped dead every time a European got near them, you know, they're gone. It wasn't because they were herded into refugee camps without food or water and any kind of medical care or their traditional medicine. But if disease, I've always contemplated this, because there were a lot of diseases, but how do they happen? How's it happening in Syrian refugee camps in Turkey right now, or the Syrian refugee camps in the Afghan refugee camps in Pakistan? Disease spreads like crazy in these, you know, unclean, unhygienic, poor food in those situations. But I say if disease could have done the job, it is not clear why the United States took so much trouble and found it necessary to carry out unrelenting wars against the indigenous communities and nations in order to gain every inch of land they took from them. Along with the prior period of British colonization, nearly 300 years of eliminationist warfare. In the case of the Jewish Holocaust, no one denies that more Jews died of starvation, overwork, and disease under Nazi incarceration than died in gas ovens per se or murdered by other means. Yet the acts of creating and maintaining the conditions that led to those deaths clearly constitute genocide. And of course, genocide was not complete.
This is chop chop pop 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 knob cop stop pop lock cop cop drop dop through drop flop pop lock wop who pop pop knob cop loop lop mop pop pop flop poop pop pop drop drop scoop chop chop loop flop snoop sop stoops drop swap swoop swap top. Thank you. Can't stop, chop, chop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number two, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
We'll be right back.
confusing radio for confusing times. Chop, 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 chop.
Ladies and gentlemen, no longer is.
Nodding song.
City. ちゃん、まだ起きてる？
目を呼ぶな！
The sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Shop. Shop, shop, shop.
Bye.
視しているわ。おじいさんの原因はお父さんに抱いていた思いを半ば強引に解決へ導いてくれたことだから、あなたが望むことをするべきだと思う
の。メイ、
F1, F2, F off, FF, F off, F off, 2 F off, F2, F off, back to Russia, to Russia, back to Russia, F off, back to Russia.
You make me a pallet on your floor. Now and make me a pallet on your floor. Make it soft and make it low, and my good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor. Now I'm tired and so dissatisfied. Might take a southbound freight and ride. If I get to Memphis, babe, and I got no place to go, won't you make me a pallet on your floor? Now and make me a pallet on your floor. Babe, and make me a pallet on your floor. Yes, soft and low, and my good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor. Never turn a stranger from your door. Now you never turn a stranger from your door. Might be your best friend knocking, you would never know. He might be looking for a pallet on your floor. Babe, you never turn a stranger from your home. Now never turn a stranger from your home. Might be on the road someday, got no place to go. You might be looking for a pallet on the floor. Will you make me a pallet? Now and make me a pallet on the floor. Make it soft, baby, make it low. My good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor. On come all you good time friends of mine. Yes, you come all you good time friends of mine. Where you hanging round me? Well, and I'm doing fine. But where were you when I only had a dime? By the door. Make it soft and make it low. My good gal will never know that you made me a pallet on your floor.
Everything that happens in this universe has to be the way it is. Things happen the way they should.
It's all the same number. What are the odds of that?
You happy with your life? Don't you want it all?
It said that would happen right when it did.
Where's our dog?
We don't have a dog. Do we go backwards again?
Everything you said would come true has.
I changed something.